The archaeological excavations undertaken in the hill fort have revealed an important sequence of occupation. For over 1,000 years, from the end of the Bronze Age, 9th to the 7th century BC, to the 2nd century AD, the settlement was occupied by successive generations that have left their distinctive marks on the landscape, their houses and workshops, providing an historical testimony to the great importance and the understanding of the last stages of prehistory of Asturias and the first contact with the Roman invaders. Little is yet known of the settlement during the Bronze Age, because there is still much to excavate. It is known that the old settlement occupied the eastern part of the archaeological site, and that it was defended by one or two ditches. It is likely that in the Iron Age, the 7th century BC, through to the 1st AD, these ditches were filled in and the fort grew to the north, west and south. Finally, in Roman times, the occupied area increased again, expanding this time to the west and south. If desired, you can go back to panel number 1 and see a photo interpretation in which the approximate perimeters of each enclosure over time has been shown. During the Iron Age, the fort took the shape of a quadrilateral enclosure, with the boundary to the north being a deep ditch excavated in the rock, which is paved today. It is likely that another ditch outside the previous one completed the defensive mechanism. These ditches were in front of a strong stone wall that surrounded the settlement. Remains of some 8 wooden structures corresponding to the early Iron Age and 3 stone structures from a later Iron Age have been discovered. Romanization involved changes in the urban patterns of the site. Some of the old dwellings changed from their initial function. Their halves disappeared and the huts transformed into ancillary spaces. Their walls were strengthened, probably with the aim of increasing their height to provide them with a second story. At the same time, new huts were built, which show divided interiors. This moment in history corresponds with the most emblematic monument of this site and other forts in western Asturias, the Sona. To enable a better view of the site, a wooden walkway has been constructed on the northern edge of the accessible excavated area.